from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Nusantara Sustainability Hub will become Indonesia's research exhibition center. Through Papua Development Acceleration Master Plan, Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin expects South Papua to become national food center and world tourist destination. I'm Rahul Martin, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo hopes Nusantara Sustainability Hub, which begin to be constructed in the capital of Nusantara, East Kalimantan, will become a center for research exhibitions and green economy development in Indonesia. At the Nusantara Sustainability Hub groundbreaking ceremony in the capital of Nusantara on Wednesday, he expressed his appreciation for the construction of the Nusantara Sustainability Hub by PT Pertamina and Bakri Group.
Saya sangat mengapresiasi, sangat menghargai dibangunnya Nusantara Sustainability Hub oleh
I really appreciate and appreciate the construction of the Nusantara Sustainability Hub by the cooperation of PT Pertamina and PT Bakri and also other companies. This will attract other companies and other universities to be able to work together here so that it becomes a showcase of our country's research and the development of a new economy, especially the green economy in our country.
Sehingga menjadi sebuah showcase riset negara kita dan pengembangan ekonomi baru, utamanya ekonomi hijau di negara kita.
Nusantara Sustainability Hub is built on an area of 2.5 hectares. The hub will be a research and development center that focuses on 4 areas. The Indonesian government has launched the Papua Development Acceleration Master Plan year 2022-2041 with 3 main missions. They are Healthy Papua, Smart Papua, and Productive Papua. Related to this, Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin, when inaugurating the declaration of the development of facilities and infrastructure centers of the South Papua Provincial Government in Merauke Regency, South Papua, on Tuesday, emphasized the planning will be guideline for all stakeholders in designing priority programs for Papua's development.
Dalam kerangka RIPPP,
within the framework of the Papua Development Acceleration Master Plan, we'll continue to encourage South Papua Province as a national food center in eastern Indonesia. In addition, the government continues to improve the economic sector by exploring the potential of regional tourism, such as historical tourism in Bovendigul and Asmat Festival, so it becomes a world-class tourist destination.
Destinasi wisata berkelas dunia.
Furthermore, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin explained the policy of regional expansion in Papua, one of which gave birth to the province of South Papua, is a strategic agenda of the environment. Thereby, he viewed this policy must continue to be guarded together, both across ministries, institutions, provincial and district government, cities, as well as between other stakeholders. The government has established Papua Steering Committee. Through this agency, efforts to synchronize, harmonize, evaluate, and coordinate Papuan development programs are expected to be strengthened with one representative from each new autonomous region in Papua. Next, we have Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics along with Google utilizes artificial intelligence to support the Golden Indonesia 2045 movement. Artificial intelligence or AI can be accessed through three main pillars, namely infrastructure development, workforce transformation, and ensuring fair access to AI technology. Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries continues to improve supervision of the eradication of illegal fishing towards Blue Indonesia, as well as to maintain state sovereignty from theft of marine products. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, after opening a technical working meeting of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in Manado, North Sulawesi, Indonesia, on Tuesday, said his site will continue to carry out supervision so the marine ecosystem is well maintained. The last national news comes from Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs will impose strict sanctions on travel agencies or Hajj travelers who offer Hajj travel packages without using official visas for Hajj. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Holil Komas, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said his site will sanction travelers who provide visas other than official Hajj visas. He also revealed a warning that Hajj can only use an official Hajj visa has also been conveyed by the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now we move to the international news. The ASEAN Secretariat emphasized the importance of ensuring that the ASEAN workforce can adapt to new ways of working and has sufficient skills to interact effectively with artificial intelligence systems. This was stated by Deputy Secretary General for Community and Corporate Affairs of ASEAN, Nararaya Suprapto, at the 11th ASEAN Economic Dialogue in Jakarta on Tuesday. We end the news with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong will not attend the Ukraine Peace Summit in Switzerland, as they will receive Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang. The Sydney Morning Herald reported Australia's Foreign Ministry said the country will be represented at the summit by National Disability Insurance Scheme Minister Bill Shorten. The choice was made by Australia despite Kiev's request for Australian representation at Prime Minister or Deputy Prime Minister level at the summit. Switzerland will host the Ukraine Peace Summit at the Bürgenstock Resort outside Lucerne on June 15 and 16. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's commentary is entitled Land Restorations for Environment Sustainability. In 1972, during the Stockholm Conference, the UN General Assembly designated June 5 as World Environmental Day. The global community commemorates World Environment Day every June 5. In this regard, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "We are generation restorations. Together, let's build a sustainable future for land and for humanity." This year, land restorations, desertifications, and drought resilience is the theme of World Environment Day. Land restoration is a key pillar of the UN Decade of Ecosystem Restorations 2021 to 2030, a call for protecting and reviving ecosystems worldwide, which is critical to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. Indonesia, with its dryland area of approximately 154 million hectares, is experiencing undeniable land degradations. The Indonesian government has kept addressing land degradations. On World Environment Day, Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, reminded the need to improve ambitions and investment in environmental restorations effort. This provides a big breakthrough moment for land improvement as an effort to overcome drought. The big breakthrough made by the Indonesian government must, of course, be accompanied by concrete actions of all its people. Small actions taken by every Indonesian to restore the land will have big results. Reducing deforestation by 90% is expected to encourage all parties to take concrete actions for land restoration. In addition, forest communities must protect and maintain forests, including rehabilitated ones. The government and stakeholders provide financial support so that this effort can be sustainable. Another effort that must continue is climate change mitigation, getting used to making effort and activities to reduce and minimize the consequences of climate change must continue to be carried out by the community. The belief that small action taken by each individual will have great success for nature must be firmly entrenched. Being part of the restoration generation today will increase ecosystem stability for future generations, as UN Environment Programme, or UNEP, Executive Director Inger Andersen said in her World Environment Day message, "Our land is our future and we must protect it. Let's be part of the restoration generation, not just for World Environment Day, but also for the Earth's future." That's commentary.
We begin today in history with an event on June 5, 1968, about Senator Robert F. Kennedy that was shot. On June 5, 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy was greeting hotel workers with an officer escort when he passed the Ambassador Hotel kitchen. Suddenly, a gunman, Palestinian immigrant Sirhan, opened fire from a .22-caliber revolver. The incident occurred after Robert gave a victory speech at the Democratic Party's internal primaries in the state of California. Robert F. Kennedy was taken to the hospital and operated on. Sirhan was arrested. 5 other people were reported injured. Robert F. Kennedy died one day after the June 6, 1968 shooting. We move to the next event in June 5, 1972 about World Environment Day that was declared by the United Nations. In 1972, the United Nations General Assembly established June 5 as World Environment Day. The first commemoration with the slogan "Only One Earth" took place in 1973. In the coming years, World Environment Day developed as a platform to raise awareness about environmental issues. These problems include air pollution, plastic pollution, illegal wildlife trade, and sustainable consumption. In addition, World Environment Day can help change consumption patterns along with national and international environmental policies. We end today in history with June 5, 1981, when the first AIDS was reported. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, are symptoms and infections that occur due to the destruction of the human immune system caused by infection with the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, a virus that weakens immunity in the human body. On June 5, 1981, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, which described 5 cases of a rare lung infection, pneumocystis jirofecci pneumonia, in healthy young gays in Los Angeles. The publication of the article is known as the beginning of a report on AIDS. That's Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya. Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlagu, dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Yeah. Hidupmu pun kan terisi dengan ajaran-ajaran. Melihat, mendengar dan merasakan nadanya yang terlantung dalam setiap nafas hidup manusia.
kualitas hidup manusia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Nusantara to be the greenest capital city in the world. Nusantara capital city will be the world's greenest city with the Nusa Rimba or Forest Island City concept. This was stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo during the opening of the 17th Indonesia City Government Association National Working Meeting in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan. The president said the government is consistently developing the new capital city with an eco-friendly green capital concept. The president also said the future city concept should not only be about high-rise buildings, but it also has to be accessible for pedestrians, people with disabilities, cyclists, children, women, and the environment. According to him, a good city in the future must be green, smart, friendly, and enjoyable for its people. In his speech, President Joko Widodo put emphasis on the importance of using paving grass and planting trees in the sidewalk to provide shade for pedestrians. Open green spaces like city forests, squares, and parks must be an important concern for future city development. In the end of his speech, President Joko Widodo said he liked how green Balikpapan and Surabaya are, and wished other cities can realize the green city concept like the one being built in Nusantara, becoming a dream city, smart city, creative city, livable and lovable. On the same day, President Joko Widodo inaugurated Mentawir Nursery in North Penajam Pasir, East Kalimantan. According to the president, the inauguration was an important step in the government's effort in rehabilitating forests and replantation in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also emphasized on how important nurseries are as foundation to make Nusantara, East Kalimantan, and other regions green again. That was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Oh, hey, oh.
pahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi. Ku hanya ingin hidup bahagia, oh. Aku hanya bisa bernyanyi. Aku tak tahu apa yang ku cari di muka bumi.
Layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin kutemui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya suatu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi,
of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Belawan area, which is located quite far from the center of Medan, North Sumatra, Indonesia. It makes Belawan a tourism destination for local people to relax. One of the most visited tourism destinations is Sichanang Mangrove Forest. This forest is the only surviving mangrove forest in the Medan region, North Sumatra. Previously, Sichanang Mangrove Forest was threatened because many local people didn't care for the forest and cut down mangrove trees for economic needs. However, since 2013, environmentalists have begun to rehabilitate and invite local people to protect the area. Currently, Sichanang Mangrove Forest is often used as educational tourism for students to get the ecotourism knowledge, which contributes to the absorption of carbon dioxide gas. So it becomes one of the oxygen supports in Medan City. The rarest mangrove tree in the world is still well maintained in the Sichanang Mangrove Forest. Listener, this tourism destination is located in Belawan Sichanang Village, Medan Belawan District. From the center of Medan City, it takes about 50 minutes by motor vehicle. In this location, there are 20 types of mangroves that you can see. For the entrance fee, you only need to spend 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. and parking fee is 2,000 rupiah. You can explore this 19-hectare mangrove forest by using a speedboat. The tour guide will answer all your questions about this mangrove forest. Taking pictures and relaxing with your family in the cottage provided by the owner are other activities that you can do. Although there are no supporting facilities such as toilets and restaurants or food stalls, this place has its special charm to visit. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini.
Which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means excited.
Gerakan.
Which means movement.
Energetic.
Which means energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian, harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means, I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chak. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Yang selalu ternyata ku ingin.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Asa adong dapat aller beauté. Doge, 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 doge,
of Indonesia.
Makani bawadi tar songo